welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Praise the Lord. This is our last lesson for today. I would want us to pray as we begin. Eternal Rock of Ages, we appreciate you because you are God. We thank you, Lord, because you love us so very much. We say, be exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, we are asking of you that you open our eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' most precious name. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. If I ask you, what is evangelism? What is personal evangelism? I'm sure I'm going to have so many different views and opinions, and I think it's that. But I think that the most common response we are going to have is, okay, probably we should try it. Please, can you, if you evangelized in the last 1 month, can you put up your hand? Okay, put up your hand. Let me see your hand now. Okay. If you are putting up your hand, put up your hand. If you are not putting up your hand, don't put it up. Is this put up? Okay, 3 people. Put down your hand. If you evangelized in the last 6 months, put up your hand. Okay. If you evangelized in the last 1 year, put up your hand. Okay. 6 months, put up your hand again. So I'm sure I'm seeing you properly. Oh yeah, put up your hand. Put up your hand like this if you are putting up your hand so I can see you. Okay, put down your hand. Sister, tell me what you did. Was it you or you? Okay, you are the one that put up your hand. The two of you. You. Please, where is that microphone? I want you to just tell me what you did. You know, that. How did you do it? Stuff like that. Yes. Thank you.
Actually, I spoke to the person. We shared the word of God.
Okay.
I was the one sharing the word of God with him. And while talking to him, I learned something that he has been doing. And I prayed for him and I left.
Okay.
Actually, this is just, I'm sharing the word of God with him.
I don't understand. You are sharing the word of God with him. Okay, is it that the person was born again before and he doesn't really know much? He wasn't born again.
Born again, but now backslided.
Now backslided.
Yes.
Okay, so is that evangelism? Huh? From the bench there, is that evangelism? Somebody had been born again before, he backslided, and I spoke with the person and the person got restored. Is that evangelism? Praise the Lord. You know, when I see things like this, it's painful. It's painful and it makes me start worrying and thinking, what are we really doing every Sunday? But that is not what I'm here for. Well, to an extent, it's evangelism because the person was, if he had backslid, on his way to hell. Abby? Or you don't know? Is it that you don't know? Okay. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm almost feeling like before I use my notes, I should say one or two things. We are not disciples of Jesus Christ, and we don't evangelize because we don't know what we are even evangelizing. Praise the Lord. Please, am I making sense? Eh? We see no reason why we really should. Please, if you feel like that, please can you put up your hand? It's not a crime. I'm just saying. Because if I start asking you, why are you not evangelizing? You start seeing the things that will come out. David, why are you not evangelizing? Why? You know, see, we are saying this thing so we cannot learn. Yes.
Actually, it's not evangelism, like,
okay,
because it's not like I go into the street or I find someone that,
okay,
I feel it's just probably my friends that, okay, like I get something that like this, and what I'm learning again is to probably use it so much in my life that my life starts to speak,
okay,
than what I'm saying,
okay,
you know, but I easily can walk up to my friend and start to say, okay, see, okay, I can relate with what you're doing, but this is how I'm doing my own. And I used to feel like that used to be evangelism.
Okay.
But I know now, so it's not. Okay. So I don't think I've been evangelizing for a while.
Okay, thank you, David. Busayo, tell us why you have not evangelizing.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I think I have almost the same reason as David. Most times I try to talk to people, encourage them, share Christ with them, like,
okay,
young man, you can change and you can do this and you can do that. But most times I try to do it in a kind of motivational way, sincerely.
Mm.
So after this experience, I must confess that I have not changed
Christ. Praise the Lord. Let me pick somebody. Angel, why have you not been evangelizing? How come the last time was 6 months ago? Yes. Please be fast though, because we don't have time, you know.
I have been evangelizing. It's just that.
So you have seen what they turned us into. Yes.
I talk to people about Christ.
Okay.
So people around me, I make sure that I pray to God, okay, the way I live my life should be what I tell people, not
okay.
What start saying things that
you might say that was 6 months ago.
I really do not understand what you're saying.
You don't understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should I explain it again? I asked that when was the last time you evangelized? I said in the last one, was it 1 week I said first, or 1 month? 1 month, and I said in the last 6 months. Then you put up your hand.
1 month.
And it was 1 month. Okay. Thank you. What did I write on the board? What did I write on the board? We don't evangelize because we've not witnessed anything. We don't evangelize because we have not experienced anything. Praise the Lord. How many of you know me personally here, that you have a personal relationship with me? How many of you? If you know me, put up your hand. Can you tell me, you can say it together or one-on-one. What, after I greet you, what's the next thing I'm asking you? How are you, K? Me, how are you? How is your spiritual life? That's what I'll ask you first. Or where are you? Okay, you are right, because some people, I tell them, how are you too? There's somebody I won't mention her name. I went to her house and I said, open to Genesis chapter 3. The Lord is asking, Adam, where are you? Praise the Lord. If God is doing something in you, you will have a reason to speak to people, sincerely speaking. But as we go on, we will begin to see, in the name of Jesus, So what personal evangelism is, I'm on introduction, and the scripture here is Acts 8 verse 4, and it says, therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Amen. So I wrote in my notes, like so many other doctrines, personal evangelism is confused today to mean several things that it is not. Today we call giving tracts and booklets to friends and acquaintances, or even door-to-door visits with religious literature, personal evangelism. Amen. You know, out of all of us, the person that even goes out of his way to give paper to people, and like, the other is like, hey, yeah, maybe he's going to be an evangelist. Have you? You know, that's how we think. But giving religious literature to people, it's not even personal evangelism. Amen. Today we invite, or when we invite people who don't attend church to come to our denomination, we say that is personal evangelism. Ah, we have a 3 days crusade. Come on. You know, you see, your life will change there. Come. God, we have been so weakened. We even think evangelism is speaking to somebody about religion, our church, inviting them to our denominational meetings, or even the habits of a religious life. When the last time I fasted, fasting works. Who says, is it like? Let me tell you, let me give you a personal testimony. You know, unbelievers know our language. When they hear testimony, they know what we are talking about. Am I making sense? But when an unbeliever hears testimony the way it is in the kingdom from your mouth, it's enough to convert him. What did I say? Are you getting what I'm saying? So I say, but because the things they are seeking are the things that we are seeking, so our testimonies are the same type of things that are expectations for them. Praise the Lord. Do you know that from just testifying, telling somebody an experience you had and God helping you, the person can say, how can I too? Or you don't know? If I tell you the type of testimonies may I have, they are miracles though. And that's the kind of thing I'm used to. I went through some things recently, I think about a couple of months back, and it delivered me from looking to any human being for anything again till I die. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, if I share that with somebody, won't the person say, how can I too stop looking to men? Are you getting it now? God is in need of what? Genuine witness. People who have experienced something. That, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which our hands have handled of the word of life, show we to you. For the word was manifested, and we have seen it. We have seen it. So, the problem, first of all, is that even we ourselves, we don't know what we are about. And you see, I'm not blaming you. It's just the present day confusion that when revival comes, when reformation comes, the flood of reformation will wash them all away. And every Christian will be able to stand perfect in Christ in the name of Jesus. For so many of us, we have even abandoned the very need to personally evangelize since the meaning it became so muddled and it's now unclear to us. Is that correct? Some people say, okay, even if we evangelize, where are we going to put the people? Have you not come across that kind of problem? People think evangelism is just then when you go out, you see, receive Jesus Christ, and let's say that the person now says, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Say, yes, we have evangelized. Can I tell you that evangelism does not end with somebody giving his life to Christ? Because that means the person just entered where? You understand now? That's why most people are not doing it, because they cannot afford to drop their lives for Jesus. since they are busy with their lives trying to get one thing or the other. Are you getting it now? Because evangelism will cost you. What did I say it will do? Huh? Why do we keep meeting you? Are you getting the idea now? Why? Why is it not enough that a retreat that we did 2 years ago is okay for you? Are you getting it? Why do we go on? Do you think that all the experiences that you have had in this meeting happen because we are some supermen, men of God? No. Do you know that before we can come to meet you, God has to speak to us? Eh? And that doesn't come by putting on switch, like on and off, as if God is a switch. We must plead and beg, like, Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what is the next word? Lord, what are you saying? And that takes time. And that costs life. There are some of you that attend the discipleship class, we meet you twice a week. Abby? You think it's easy? That you preach two times a week and you make sense? It's not. It costs something. It costs dumping your own life so that others can live. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. But that's not where I'm going yet. In this particular lesson, we will be learning what personal evangelism means and also the responsibility that we all have in making sure that our homes, our streets, our villages, our towns, our cities, and nations are effectively reached for Christ. Amen. We have often confused the instruction to go in Matthew 28 verse 19 to mean going out and inviting people to come into our churches so that they can hear our different brands of gospel. Amen. However, our primary responsibility is not to bring the lost to our churches, but to bring the gospel to the lost wherever they are found. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you understand that? Our principal assignment is what to? It's not to bring the lost to the gospel. No. But to do what? To bring the gospel to the lost. The strategy today, and that's why we print flyer and all those things and posters, and I mean, pastors now have photo shoot sessions in studios. Wearing suit. It is the matter of bringing people to the gospel. And it will never work. What did I say? Huh? Somebody will say, yes, we are storming Abuleodu. Ask me what we are doing in Abuleodu. Ask me what are we doing in Abuleodu. We got a plot of land, or we rent a hall, and bought some chairs. Then we said that we have stormed Abuleodu. Are we not deceiving ourselves? Huh? If we are storming Abuleodu, the first of all, you know, the first thing that we need to do is this. You see, evangelism is closely connected to spiritual warfare. What did I say? So if we actually want to storm Abuleodu, the first thing that we need is... What is that? Huh? Huh? Let me explain. This word, artillery, simply means or simply equal to... Praise the Lord. Me, I studied on modern warfare. You understand? So I've learned a lot. I didn't understand why God would make me to be doing a lot of map reading and, you know, all the weapons of war and all that. I didn't know then. I understand it now. If we want to storm Abuleodu, what we are going to do, first of all, is this. We will pray. We may declare 1 month fasting and prayer. Praise the Lord. All the demons in Abuleodu, what will happen to them? We'll be shelling them day and night. When you want to attack your enemy, the first thing you do is you launch artillery attack on them. In the ancient days, what they used to use are rocks that they would put on fire. Then they will now use those ancient artillery weapons to, or they call them catapults, okay, to shoot those boulders or rocks into the city that they are trying to attack, or the walls, to weaken the walls. But today, we don't use those things anymore. Okay? Artillery weapons are like the oldest type that you might have seen or known. It's what we call a cannon. What is it called? I'm sure you've seen something like this before. Probably in films or TV, right? That when you shoot one, the thing will blow. It may blow a whole house, that kind of thing. But they don't use this anymore. And if this is used, maybe for some, probably a company. Okay? There are more serious weapons of destruction. There are guided missiles now. If you want to blow up that house and you don't want the fence to go down, there are weapons for that. The whole house, we call them precision guided missiles. Okay? Prayers. You see, they got all these things from prayer. What did I say? But will you be ready to give your life to pray that a city be saved? Femi was telling you that you ask for too many little things. God is going to change your life in this Bible school without your permission. It's better you didn't come. If you didn't want your life to change, what would have happened? Maybe if you didn't come. So, we get this auditorium and we say, yes! Amen! We have stormed Abuleodu. And they say, make a loud shout, let the devil tremble where he is. Then we will be inside this hall. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know what our picture looks like? Nursery school children playing in their playground. You want to storm Abuleodu? Do you know what you're supposed to do after you have fasted and prayed? For 1 month, then the next thing you do is this. You go outside. You start going about. They cannot tell you no. Because you have settled it where? In the spirit. Praise the Lord. I have not yet defined personal evangelism for you. I'm just explaining that example that the Holy Spirit brought for us that we have stumbled. Do you know we like making that nonsense? Maybe I'm a Geo now. I know I don't look like a Jew, but just bear with me. Say, praise the Lord. You know, our ministry is one of the fastest growing ministries in Lagos. Now we have 45 branches. Hallelujah. And actually, what we have are just 45 halls where we have gathered some few people and they are doing what to? They are meeting. In the last... Please, when was the last CAC revival? Smith. Year 2000. No, not that one. The old Babalola revival. From 1930 to this year, that's how many years? In the last 8 years, the Nigerian church has been on the defensive. Evangelism is going on the offensive. What did I say? I'm praying you will come up in understanding this evening. Do you understand what I mean by offensive? You see, everything is about this word. What's everything about? Everything. God has a kingdom. The devil has kingdom. And both will fight to the finish in making sure that they either defend their kingdom or they conquer the other kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. That is what it's all about. And that's why when the devil found out that the strategy of persecution and martyrdom, that is killing prominent servants of God, was not working, you know what he did? Say, let us ruin them with prosperity. Praise the Lord. Let us do what? So the same man that will be preaching with fire like this, 40 years after, he has used sieve to sieve everything that he has. All that is left is just husk. He's now light-weighted. But that's not where I'm going. What then is personal evangelism? Personal evangelism is definite prayer. Is what? and personal effort. What did I call it? Definite prayer and what? Personal effort to bring a fellow sinner to accept Jesus Christ as his own Lord and to follow him henceforth, as his own Savior, and to follow him henceforth as his Lord. Personal evangelism, it is definite prayer and what? Should you hear me right or something? And personal effort. Okay? I mean, you are the one that showed us that new style now. Please come and make yourself useful. Praise the Lord. Definite prayer and personal effort to bring a fellow sinner to accept who? Jesus Christ as his own Savior and to follow him henceforth as his Lord. That's evangelism. And you see, the only power that we have to be able to achieve this is the Holy Spirit, and the only weapon that we have, or the only equipment that we have, is the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I take it again, personal evangelism is definite prayer and personal effort to bring a fellow sinner to accept Jesus Christ as his own Savior and to follow him henceforth as his what? As his Lord. Praise the Lord. So in the last 80 years, I've been on the defensive. Then we kept losing ground and losing ground and losing ground until our backs were at the very gates and walls of our church buildings. Then we lost ground again. We lost the gates again. Amen. We did what again? As the years were advancing, we lost the gates. Then they came into the compounds. Then we're still going back until we enter into our halls. Amen. And finally, we lost our halls and they took over the pulpit. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. We're going into warfare, Abby. This assignment is an assignment of warfare, but I'm not afraid of anybody. Praise the Lord. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Probably when I die, maybe many of you will wake up and catch the fire and say, yes! I don't mind. The church has always moved forward. The growth of the church has always been watered with the blood of martyrs. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Ah, but you have a baby, you have a wife. Huh? She understands. She tells me too that, Abraham, maybe I want to be going. It's just because you are tying me down with this work here. I'm going to appear before my master. What will I give him? Remember the funeral that we went to? All the old people there, they're afraid like this. Hey, Mr. Soso, hey, he has died. Hey! We're like, look at these people. Let me die, let me go home. We the young people there, we're the ones that wanted to die. All the old people are afraid. Praise the Lord. So, now we are forced to fight on two fronts. How many fronts? But you see, that's why I love the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God. That's why I love what? The complicated, many-sided wisdom of God. Because no matter what the devil is bringing, Baba has intelligence reports on everything. He has a chair in their meeting. Is it not omniscient? Eh? But they don't have a seat. They can't even have spies in Baba's council. Amen. That's why all that Israel needed to be revived was one Elijah who will say, bring all the 400 prophets of Asherah, the 450 prophets of Baal, let's meet at the foot of Mount Carmel. If Baal is God, come and prove it. If the Lord is God, I will come and prove it. Didn't he say to us before that one of you will chase 1,000 and two of you will put 10,000 to flight? Did he not promise us that? Huh? So I'm not afraid. I'm not worried if out of 200 churches, only two or one is standing. I don't have a problem. I know that if we stand as we should stand, the change that we are trusting God for, it will come. I want to see the glory of God in my generation, but it means it must involve me. Definitely saying, praying and saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. What will happen to Egbeda? What will happen to Lagos State? Daily in my devotion. How many times? Huh? I open the map of Nigeria, I look at towns and I pray and I say, Lord, when are you going to send us forth? I told you, we're a missionary group. Don't think there were some people that were going to settle down. Like, amen. We're about to do our 15-year anniversary, priest. Look, can't you see my wife? She's now your mommy. We have no time for things like that. Praise the Lord. That's for people that have settled down. So we are fighting on two fronts. We are now forced to be fighting a defensive battle, and we fight a defensive battle by teaching you right doctrines and guarding against false doctrines. Then we'll also now have to fight offensive battles by going out there and reclaiming all that the devil has stolen away. You knew your state before you came to this meeting. Am I right or wrong? So you understand the idea now. And when you understand the potential of one soul, you didn't hear what I'm saying. No? When you do what? Please don't mind me. I'm going to be doing something eccentric. Something is happening inside me. Do you understand? I'll be doing some strange things. Can you see now? Something is burning me. I'm not saying potential of how much they can drop in the offering box. If you know the potential, what God can do with one correct person, you will go all out. Praise the Lord. You go all out. Our main text is Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. I'm just laying the foundations today, so I will not be going too far. Mark 16, verse 20. That's what we're going to be looking at now. Mark 16, verse 20. Are we all there? Please open your Bibles there. Mark 16, 20. It says, and they went everywhere. Abby? And they did what? And they went out. Is it that they went out? They went everywhere. Some translation says they went out or they went forth. And they did what? And they preached everywhere. What happened when they preached? The Lord was walking with them. And what was he doing? He was confirming every word with signs following. Praise the Lord. Before this Bible school started, we told you that God has asked us to gather you here because he said he went to meet you. Has he met you? Before this Bible school started, we didn't even know how we are going to be fueling the generator. Have we asked you for a special offering? Let me tell you, every obedience to the word of God releases the power of God and the resources of God to those who are obedient. Every obedience. Every time you obey, heaven arises and backs you. Why are we not seeing much holiness and much of all these things? Because we are preached to by men who have something to lose. Praise the Lord. That's why. And until God can find a man who has thrown away his life and is not interested in any other thing else except the glory of God, and is not interested in anything except representing the kingdom of God on earth, the rain will not fall. Amen. And they went everywhere. And they were preaching. And they were preaching. And God was confirming the words in their mouth. It's as if God is waiting for speak. So that I will do what? I will act. And he was confirming the words with signs following. The boundary of the kingdom of God must shift forward in my time or I'll die trying. Amen. You know it goes beyond just mere words. Huh? So I'll do whatever I can do. Whatever sacrifice I can sacrifice. I will come in the morning of my day when I'm a young person. When I can still, you know, go here and there. Do this and that. But you know what? I will catch a global vision. What will I catch? I don't just think of just talking to two people here, three people there, and hoping, well, maybe Sha, or probably, no. I catch a global vision. I'll say, Lord, am I the one that you are waiting for, or should we look for another? Will I be young and strong and free, and yet I will be useless? Will you pass me by to look for other people? I'll ask questions. And I'll be serious with my work with God. I'll be serious with my life. So that I can become useful. And usable. They went and they preached everywhere. The Lord was working with them. And he was confirming their words with signs following. Do you know that? Please, stand up. Stand up. Do you know that? Do you know more than 100 people? Eh? Well, you don't know. Do you know at least you know about 100 people since you are born up to now? Abby? Imagine that one person, sit down. Imagine that one person of us is properly positioned. Even if 100 people don't change, they will hear. Am I making sense? They will do what? They will hear. But if you are properly positioned, there's no how they will not change. Praise the Lord. There's no how they will know what. There's no how. And that's what I'm praying that God will do for you in this meeting. That you will catch something. Listen, when you catch it, you will know you have caught something. How much do you want to give me? And build one house in Lekki. I've left childish dreams like that. Yes, we are storming Abulehodu. Hallelujah. What's the name of that hotel that packed out by itself? Not because some people prayed it out. That big hotel I can't wash. Eh? My what? Magenta. If you are serious about storming Abulehodu, be praying around Magenta's gate. Eh? Rekamashekerebos. Lord, I'm refusing. These prostitutes must not go to hell. Then you are storming Abulehodu. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You go to the bus stop where the touts used to stand. You go there and you're saying, Baba, give me these souls. I need a place to put them. I have to rehabilitate them. That's storming Abulehodu. Not having one hall. Then changing the tiles to marble tiles. And painting it in colors. And putting fine things there that you don't have in your house. So that you can huddle up. And huddle up like this. Inside one hall. As you have been doing in the last 80 years. I have no apology. I'm a representative. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. And we don't apologize to people or to powers or kingdoms that are lower. Amen. Amen. So I have no apology in what I'm saying. In case this message gets anywhere, that's why I'm putting it on record now. That I have no apology about whatever I've said. In fact, I've not said enough. Praise the Lord. Yes, let's come and build you. We're storming. I remember one particular time that we prayed over a place. I think before we started preaching in that area, we fasted for like 2 months. And we stand in the north, west, east, and south of my father's decked building. We'll be praying and praying and praying. You know, the entire area started being on fire. But we have learned now how to conserve harvests. Amen. Then we're young. We didn't understand. Praise the Lord. But we saw it happen. We did what? We saw it happen. It's possible. Princes of darkness that rules over areas can retreat too. If the proper artillery bombardment bombards them. Praise the Lord. If they are shelled properly, they will retreat. They will say that place is too water hot. That's what they will say. And your name will be known everywhere in hell. Praise the Lord. Personal evangelism, it's a direct command by the Lord Jesus. Amen. It what? It's not something we can choose to do or not do. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you know that. And probably you're wondering, why is it that as we are holding this type of meeting, why have we not started a church? Abi? Brother Femi is like a director of choir directors. Praise the Lord. We have several teachers of the Bible, people that can pray well. We have administrators. How come you have not started a church? Amen. It's because we caught something else. We did what? We caught something bigger. We have no interest in being known. We don't want a big name. We just want the kingdom of God to move forward. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, one day there's this young man. He's a tout that I used to talk to. And he's been listening to me. So there was this day, he was among his friends and they were all smoking Igbo. So I went there. He was smoking with them. I know, because I'm not part of the company, maybe they saw me. You know, everybody was like, huh? He was one talking. So he turned when he saw me. Igbo. He prostrated. They were surprised. They were wondering. Then I took it and said, I told you to stop smoking this thing. But, you know, as at that time, I don't have where to put him. Praise the Lord. I couldn't rehabilitate him. I see that some of you, when your pastors are doing birthday party, how you go and even borrow money when you are finished spending your own to do something big for the big man. Praise the Lord. I thought of what can you do to reintegrate these people. Teach them how to read and write so they can read their Bibles. Help them to acquire proper skills so that they can become useful in their lives. And as you're doing that, as you're putting acquisition, you are putting Bible study. You are putting prayer and fasting. So that it's complete. Let me tell you, that's part of, in the aspect of evangelism, that this ministry, Reformation Platform, is planning to do. And I'm not telling you so that when we now finish, okay, if anybody wants to give to the Lord, no. Amen. I will teach you matters of stewardship, okay, so that you can learn to give and use your resources however God asks you. It's not everybody that can give to the work of God. What did I say? If he doesn't accept your life, he doesn't want your substance. He doesn't. Praise the Lord. Because whatever he can conceive, he can perform it. If Baba conceives something, what can happen? He can perform it. Silver and gold, they are his. But if the Lord issues a command and is coming to take us home, and on that day he will ask you, what did you do with your life? Then you had better start taking his commands. How? Seriously. Am I making sense? You had better. I was asking him one day, Lord, how will I get so much reward? He said, labor selflessly. throw yourself away, forget about your own life. You will get my best. Praise the Lord. I thought about it. How, what can we do to get our prostitutes and rehabilitate them? What can we do? So many Christians are just walking up and down. They are confused. They are more sick and more confused and more demonized than even unbelievers because of all the wrong places that they have been. I'll be praying, Lord, Lord, what are you saying about Abuludo? What are you saying about Tisheri? Baba, what are you saying about Ebeda? You understand? That's how to live. When your needs go beyond you, you will see that your own personal needs are nothing. I don't know whether it was Pastor Shegun or Brother Femi that was saying earlier that the person that feeds the poor, can he be hungry? Eh? Can he be hungry? The person that sends people to school who have no money to go to school, will his own children now lack money to go to school? I said, Brother, you don't understand, we are students. I don't care what you are. Catch the fire. That's what I'm asking you to do. They went all out. They were telling people, see, the world is about to come to an end. Save yourself from this vast generation. Come to the side of the Lord. The ones that are hungry among them, the ones that have more than one, that have a carton of something in their house, what will they do? They will bring all the carton. This is what we have. The one that has rice will bring it. The one that has potatoes will bring it. The ones that have extra land, they will sell it, bring all the money. They were making distributions according to the poor. In this church, all we know how to do is collect. Praise the Lord. And if they are doing welfare for one or two people, the way they also publicize it, they say, yeah. And they are doing well. That's why some of you think TB Joshua is doing anything. Is he even born again? Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. He said in Isaiah 58, what is the fast that I ask you to fast? Is it not to unburden the burdens of the poor, to feed the fatherless, and to assist and help the widows? Is that not what I'm asking you to do? Do you know the number of people who don't come to church on Sunday because they don't have offering? Or because they don't have good clothes? So what's personal evangelism? Definite prayer. Focused prayer. You are saying, Baba, the people of, let's say, there's something called Talabi Street. Talabi Street. Lord, the souls in Talabi Street. Lord, make a way. Lord, make a way. You're praying and praying and praying. And you're saying, lift up your head so you get. And be lifted up your everlasting doors in Talabi Street. That the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God. The Lord who is mighty in battle. And as you're praying, because God knows that if you are going out to preach the gospel to people, you don't have anything to gain. Do you have anything to gain? Eh? He knows it about him. Will he deny himself? But as you are passing Talabi Street, the other day you heard, somebody died. Hey, yeah. God will help us. So you didn't even pause to think, where has he gone? You didn't pause to do what? Do you think that man that has died like that, and I'm sure died in sin, do you think there's a second chance for him? Because it's appointed once unto man to die, after this is what? Judgment! Say, maybe they even say some witches in Talabi Street that killed him. Hey! You quickly go, the last oil your pastor blessed. For a second, be agba. Okay, now. You have taken your amulet and charm. We must wake up. What must we do? We must arise as soldiers of the Lord. Soldiers of the Lord. Soldiers of the Lord. It's possible. What did I say? It's possible that in every area, there is no public place that they display as a prostitute place. Because where it is, we will pray it down. The owners of it, if they don't want to repent, then God should kill them because they are ruining the lives of other people.
beer shops can close down. What did I tell you? Grandfather was telling you that it goes beyond preaching. You know, you think that if you say yes to God, it's just that you now be holding a microphone like whatever. I can't stand before people. Who is asking to stand before people? If you can't stand before people, then pray. See, it's because you are not standing before God. That's why people look like something to you. Do they talk to you like this in church? If you're there, it won't you angrily walk out? But my pastor was saying here 2 days last week, the man who stands alone in the presence of God does not fear any man's face. I'll tell you the truth, the way it is. It's the direct command of the Lord. It is not what we can choose to do or not to do. Jesus himself said he must be busy with his Father's work, and that work is to seek and to save those who are lost. What is your own work? What are you busy with? What are you busy with? Amen. We say we want to share in his glory, Abby. We want to share in his inheritance. Say, we are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of a kingdom. We are family. We are one. Woo! If you didn't do part of the work, should you take part of the share? Do you understand it? It's unfair. It's evil. That you didn't do part of the work, you will not take part of the share. No, that's not godly. And that's why many people, even if they manage to get into heaven, they themselves will be as if they are escaping through flames. All the things they build with their lives will burn. Because they are not things that are kingdom minded. They are not things that focus on the glory of God and melt the heart of men so that men can see that God is good. Is it God that is invisible? How will men see that he's good? Is it not through those who bear his name? Is it not through those who bear his name? But no. Conductor steps on you. What? Oloshi. I'm born again. Then, if the Holy Spirit wants to disgrace you, he will say, give him the tracts in your bag. Then you say, no, Lord. We'll think that you are in the Spirit. But you're not. You think the conductor is not somebody's son? You think he wants to do that job? But you know, we don't. Ah, God. We are insensitive. We are so insensitive. Then we keep praying, oh Lord, oh, I'm robbery. Don't let armed robbers come to my house. Then reduce robbery. Do what? Me small, what can I do? What is making them rob? Take it away. They are robbing because they have no destiny. They are robbing because they don't understand their lives. So commit your own life to service serving humanity, and you'll be shocked. All those vices, they will reduce. So the one that will be robbing, to be that he has been anointed to rob. Now if they catch him and kill him, now him know. You understand? But that's the matter. This is a command of Jesus. And you, every Sunday we come in. Oh Lord! Yes, Lord! No, Lord! I am yours, Lord! Then Monday to Saturday, you are serving the actual Lord of your life itself. What is personal evangelism? Definite prayer on your knees. Papa, hey, what are you saying about this street? Lord, speak a word. Lord, make a promise. Lord, what are you going to do? Lord, this life must change. Lord, you are wrestling with God. Then, that's not enough. Personal what? Effort. Since you have stood before God for that person, I have 2 minutes left, Abby. Since you have stood before God for that person, you will now stand before that person for God. Are you getting it? God is saying, I should tell you, repent. Because you are not just coming from one canal place. You that have been soaked in prayer in the last 2 weeks and fasting, you now come, the person now says something. One day when I was on campus, I was going and a lady was in front of me, and the Lord said, walk up to her. I said, Lord, what will I say? He said, when you get there, I'll tell you. Outside though, on the road, in school. And I walked up to her, and the word of prophecy came, and I said, thus says the Lord. The Lord is saying, enough is enough, come home. She broke down the road. Hey, I told you to leave me alone. Hey, she's like, I said, come, let's find a place to sit down. But we are not carriers of his presence. We have not experienced him. We are not witnesses. Even in our own lives, we are not victorious over sin. So our testimony is marred. M-A-R-R-E-D. Spoiled. In some of your houses, if you want to start preaching, you say, when Saul become one of the prophets? You? Praise the Lord. So he weakened us. That's what he did. And he, you know, see, the Bible says that the prophets prophesied for in the name of Baal. The priests, they preach or teach for money, and the people, they love to have it so. Amen. So it's not enough to just blame the people. I have to blame the priests. What about the people? They too love to have it so. That's what the Bible says. So as we are going to be standing up now to take the song, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Please, you are going to sit down as that song is starting, okay? If you have made your decision, then stand up. Do you understand? So that you won't add to your punishment again by singing what you don't mean. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? Do you understand? And if you like, you can be busy looking at who will stand up or who will not stand up. Now you know. Praise the Lord. But what I'm certain about is this. A day is coming when the Lord will judge his church in righteousness. And all the grace you have received, everything you have received, he will ask you, what did you do with them? I pray that in the name of Jesus, this message will not stand against you in Jesus' name. So if you have questions about personal evangelism, we just started that course today. I'm trusting God that we're going to be speaking to you more about it. But if you have any questions based on the things that you have learned so far, please you can ask now so that you can have clarity. And if there are no questions, you have a question, okay? So that no questions, I can quickly hand over to him and we don't waste time. Yes, please. It's okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Since I can't go to school now.
Okay.
Start praying and all that. I think with my friends, individual lives that I see that need changes, I cannot, I think, do the prayer and the personal evangelism.
Praise the Lord. See, there's even no how you won't go now. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we will make that clearer to you later. Praise the Lord. The matter of going now. Because by God's grace, we have a plan. Okay? And I didn't preach like this so that you'll be part of that plan. No. Okay? But when instructions are given to you over what to do, just do it. But on the other hand, about your friends, the first thing you need is a personal encounter, something like this. You understand? If you are blessed and you're on fire, people can see it. What did I say? Huh? What you need first is to be what to ablaze and on fire. Have you ever seen fire coming near a house? And you say, it's just because you are a house, so I would have burnt you. Does he ask for permission? Is fire not contagious? Eh? Do you understand what I mean by contagious? Is it not infective? Huh? If fire is burning near this board now, after a while, the board will start burning. You understand? So if you are ablaze, you will burn them. That's the answer to your question. So once you are ablaze, as you see them, they will notice something is different about you. They can't explain it. It's just, it's what we call the glory of God. You understand? They may not be able to explain how. Then don't just go out of zeal. Okay? That's another thing. To talk to people, no. When you want to talk to anybody, a friend or whatever, ask, Lord, what do you want to say to this person? Huh? Not what do I want to say. Look at the number of days before you came to this point. It's 4 days. Then you expect somebody to respond in just 1 minute. Do you get the idea? Normally, it's not done like that. Praise the Lord. So, once you are ablaze, okay, then when you're meeting people or God sends you to people, ask, Lord, what should I say? He will put a word in your mouth exactly at that time when you are supposed to talk to the person. And more so again, learn to intercede for people. Learn to pray for people before you approach them. It works wonders. Sincerely, you have no right standing before people when you have not stood before God on their behalf. Do you understand? Huh? It's always more difficult. We're having this type of thing that's happening here because we have stood in God's presence because of you. Are you getting the idea? So we are standing in your presence now on behalf of God. Are you getting the idea? Just as we stood in God's presence on your behalf, you're getting, so it's the same thing. That's what you should do. Yes, I think she's the next person. In our what? In your church, okay? You have what? A follow-up team. Okay.
The evangelism.
Okay.
So me and Mark, what between evangelism, follow-up, and visitation?
Okay, it's a good question. Actually, what we call follow-up really is discipleship. That's what it should be. You understand? Except that that's not what it is. Follow-up is... because it's not up to discipleship. You know, so I don't really know how I'm going to define it. You understand? Because what Jesus actually asked us to go and do in Matthew 28, verse 20 is go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. You understand? He didn't say make church members of every nation. He said make disciples. So the follow-up is an arrangement, yeah, that gives us continuity with the people that we have preached to, okay, but which is not up to the process of discipleship. But the thing that will make the master to be happy is what to? Eh? Eh? Do you know why? Because that's what he asks us to go and do, to turn people to become like him. And follow up many times may make you become a committed member of a church. Most times it doesn't make you to become like Jesus. I'm sorry, but that's the simple truth. Because it's not up to discipleship. Please, have I answered your question? I think you are the next, Abby. Are you the next? Do you have a question? Who else has a question? No more questions. Okay. Shagun, I think they don't have questions again. You can come.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-3348-0058, 080-8133-8536, 080-7455-8177, 081-4099-1321.
or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life